things, promoting the devotion of Krishna, Hari, Narayana, is found there. So in Padmapurana we find 10 offenses against the name. One who would take the path of the name, by the use of the holy name of the Lord, when one wants to enter into that domain, they would be careful about these 10 offenses. What are they? And enumerating one by one. The first and most important, sadhu ninda, they would avoid. Sadhu, satan ninda parma paradham vitanuti. The great offense is committed when we give blame to the sadhus, to the real agents of the Lord. Satan ninda parma paradham vitanuti. Sadhu ninda. Who are the sadhu? Sat. What is eternal, connecting with that. Who are trying to distribute the eternal aspect of the whole. They are considered as sadhu. And those that are in the garment of sadhu, but dealing with material things. Oh, take this. It will save you from disease. It will give some some help in your business. All these things, mundane things, who are dealing with these in the guise of sadhu, they are not real sadhu. Or who are trying to take us to other demigods. Demigods means they are departmental heads. They can give this thing, that thing, so many things of mundane type. So, to lead us to the particular mundane god, that means for some, to fulfill some aspiration of the mundane nature. So, such agents of demigods are not to be considered as sadhu. Who are dealing with reality, that is reality, that is Narayana, Krishna, Vaikuntha Vastu, the infinite, they are real sadhu, and we must be careful not to speak anything against them. Very careful. Satani ninda. And also Shastra ninda. In that case also it is such that those Shastras, there are many kinds of scriptures, but those Shastras, scriptures that tell about Krishna, Narayana, Vishnu, that the eternal aspect of the Lord, the Lila of the Lord, those Shastras must not be blamed. That will be suicidal. Because they have come to help us, and I am blaming him. That is, I am losing the chance of getting the help from them. So then, he does not like that my agent should be insulted, abused, blamed. So then is not satisfied. I am sending my messenger to help you, and you are blaming him. You are dealing badly with him. Then he becomes dissatisfied. Shastraninda. Then Gurubhagyan. To undermine the Guru. When I, the general sense, when we come to Guru, by the result of my own previous stupidity, I have come to Guru. And there is a time when both of them should test, have a chance of test. Not suddenly one should accept, but he must satisfy himself to the possible satisfaction. to the possible judgment, what is possible in that stage. And then he will surrender. And once surrendering, he should not very easily retire them, retire from him, from his shelter. It is most valuable, even everywhere it may be applied. Suppose I am continuing a business, I am approaching a capitalist. I must not connect with him very easily, must not put any trust in him very easily. I must satisfy myself that I may have connection, he will help me. But once satisfying me by all points, I have connected with him and making transaction, giving and taking, giving and taking. And suddenly we should not disconnect with him. There may be disturbance or loss in my business life. So in the spiritual matter also, we shall try our utmost to study as much as possible by the help of the scriptures, by the help of the reliable other sadhus. I shall have to select the higher I shall surrender my life. I can rely that he will be able to remove my difficulties wholesale as much as possible. The most serious connection in our spiritual eternal life. So there, before establishing that connection, we shall try to satisfy myself in all possible ways that I have come to the real party, where from I may get my best benefit. So with such clear and pure faith, we should try to establish the holy relationship with as much purity as I am approaching to the holiest Lord. With that sort of sincerity and unprejudiced purity, we shall approach, and also invoking the highest help of the Supreme Entity, that please help me to have a choice in my master of this life, of life eternal. So it is a very serious thing, the most serious in our life. So, and what we should be our dealing. We should try our best not to find fault there. Not to find fault there. Once I have accepted, I must not be very frivolous to play with such sort of dignified relationship. We must be very serious, and very careful to maintain that sort of relationship, holy relationship, as much as I can accord. I must not believe myself always to the fullest. Just as it has been told that in the Ganges water, the water is Guru Murti Buddhi. Gurudev, he is also seen to eat, to sleep, and also to pass the stools, pass urine, sometimes suffering from disease. All these things may disturb our mind. This is an ordinary bad person, ordinary man. So why should I try to have my highest respect and the highest regard for him? these things may come in our mind. Matya buddhi, the signs, the symptoms of mortal body, is seen in him, in sadhus also, in Vaishnava also. So, Vaishnava may come in different sections. Haridas Thakur came in the Mahamanyam section. So many persons came in the lower sections, not only Brahmins. In Ganges water, as we find, that it may be filthy from material consideration. But the purifying attitude of it is independent of this material aspect. We have to see like that. This is another thing. The purification capacity that is beyond our material, the conception of our material capacity. So, material, good or bad, we have to distinguish there. The Srimurti, outwardly, if we exercise our physical senses, it may be of stone or wood or any mineral substance or earthen thing. But are we to look to that? That is Matya Buddhi. We shall try. That he is, the Lord is here, attracted by the affection, by the love of the sadhu. He is there. As in the purifying tendency in Ganges water, so the purifying tendency is in the Sivigraha, in the pot, in every connection of him. Independent of our physical senses and the physical calculative mind, transcending all the stage of knowledge which is collected from the sense experience, beyond that there is something. And that is to be tested only Shastra Chakhu, Veda Chakhu, Sadhu Chakhu, only by the opinion of the sadhu and by the advice which is mentioned in the Shastra. It is said that Pasu Pashyati Gandhena. Generally the animals, they see things by their nose, scent. Veda Pashyanti Pandita. The Pandit, the scholars, they see things not through their eye experience, but by the advice of the Veda. They should try to see things. What is mentioned in the Veda, in the scriptures. And Raja Pashyati Karnadhyang. And the king, Charak Pushyanti, the king sees through the eye, that is through the spies. Raja sees the country only through his ear, that is through the spy. Chakhu Bhama, ordinary people, they see things with their fleshy eye. But Vedai Pashyanti Pandita. Pandit says not by his eye, but Shastra Chakhu, Shute Khitapatha. The Shruti, the Veda, truth coming from a pure channel enters the ear and it will guide the eye to see how to see. That is the way to see things divine. Divine. So, the ordinary eye experience or mind experience won't be able to make me judge right and wrong what is with the sadhu and the guru. So very carefully we should. So when we shall accept guru, our guidance will be of that nature, and so that it may not be disconnected in any way, in any time. It will be very much deplorable if things happen like that. So be very careful in our selection of guru. That is the most valuable judgment and most serious and valuable judgment in our life to to select our master, master of eternal life, master of my divine prospect. It is not possible to know about him wholly from this plane. Still, as much as possible, with the help of the sadhu and with the help of the scriptures, we shall come to select. And when we have surrendered, not so easily we shall withdraw from them. But that does not mean that the blind faith should be encouraged. Blind faith, our spiritual consciousness with the spiritual purity and the hankering that I must be wakeful, that I am under his guidance. I am doing bhakti parishanuhu unnatra virakti. These things, we are hungry, we are weak, hungry, we have tendency, earnestness for each, and when we are hungry, we have some tendency to eat, weak, and dissatisfied. By our bhajan, after surrender, the transaction that will go on, that will give me these three things. Three things. Bhakti, my tendency to serve, tendency for divine service will increase with accelerated motion, with acceleration. Pareshan bhavo, I must have some conception of what is reality. What is reality? Prabhupada. Samsara, what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Narayan, what is Krishna, what is Sat, what is Chit, what is Anandam. All these principles we shall have some sort of conception, and that I am advancing. We must feel. Parishan Bhavu, Annatra Vyakti, and my indifference or my for other things than what is holy, that will increase. That is my withdrawal from mundane world. Opposite to affection, to love, my hatred for non-God and non-holy things, that will also increase. So these things, just as when we take food, our hankering for eating also decreases, and when hungry I am weak, the weakness also removed by every morsel, and tushti pushti khudopai, the hunger removed, tushti satisfaction, and the khudopai and the tendency to eat. These three things by every morsel we experience, so also we shall experience in our heart our progress towards the realization of the holy object. So, and the fourth, that is to imagine various types of meanings in the name of the Lord, from dictionary and other places. Hari means snatch away, Hari means lion, Hari means serpent, Hari means lotus. So many meanings the Hari word has got. So we must not indulge us in different to analyze and think of different meanings of that one. Hari means who can attract us, our everything of ours. Krishna name bahu artha nahi mani sham sundar jasodananda amrita. Krishna, who can draw and who can give some pleasure. Many things we may have find there, but no. The central thing, all the meanings must be carried to the central part, fourth of degree of force, to the center, to the prime cause. So, and the fifth, fourth is to think that Krishna is, of course, Narayan, and they are supreme gods, but there are other gods also. The Kali, the Shiva, the Indra, the Surya, the Sun, there are others. To think that they are equal to Krishna. Any god, demigod is equal to him. To indulge in thinking this way, that is all sahara. Then the sixth. So think, yes, Krishna Nam, to take the name, that is a good thing, no doubt. But there are other names also, make donation, the penances, then so many other things, sacrifice for the country, for others, all these things. They are also not to be blamed, it is all equal. If we think like that, then also we commit offenses to the absolute, realization. Then, to give men, to distribute men to anyone and everyone, without being inspired to begin the action like the like a trade, the Goswamis, the Yati Goswamis, they are doing, they are by their generation. The son of a guru is guru. He may not be qualified or not. He is guru. So, without being in a proper position of distributing the name, if he once take up that position of a guru, then he will be he will fall. That will commence abroad. Taking the name, he did not find any inspiration within to give it to others, but he, for his fame and name, he once he takes up the position of a guru and began to make disciples. That is also offense to the name. And there is another, too much namo, then namo vade papavuddhi. Name, the holy name can remove all sorts of impurity, sins, offenses. Let me go on with committing so many sins and so many crimes, and I shall take them, and everything will be purified. If with this spirit we take the name, that the name is to serve, to clean my sins and the impurity in me, with this spirit if we approach to take the name, it will not be service of the real service of the name, but it will be offenses. Then another, it makes too much of my material achievement. Then as if the anchor is there and the boat is oaring, it will round. Around the anchor the boat will move. So you have a particular attachment to a particular mundane matter. And I am taking them, and I shall wonder about that and that thing of my highest attachment. So the anchor should be taken in, and boat should be allowed to go to the destination as the guru will take me. There will be much change, transformation in the mind by taking the name. And the soul will be taken to such another direction, and we must be a party to that. We must not be reluctant, and to try to stay fixed in one's present position with much attachment. That attachment should be severed, and we should allow ourselves the transformation. We must make cooperation with the necessary transformation of our mental system, the progress. And another, we must not think that we are going to a foreign land, but that is my own, my home, sweet, sweet home. He is my best friend. With this consciousness, that the Lord, whose name I am taking, He is my best friend. I am going to my highest friend. The center of the highest love and attraction for me. I am going home, not to be a foreign man. So these things should be observed, and we must prepare for that, all these things. And the namabhas of four kinds, sankaitya parivasya stugheran, namabhas. Not the name, your name, and nor for any attraction for this mundane, but only liberation. We want only freedom. We are afraid of serving life. The serving, that is also to give my own interest to others. That is, I shall live only for him. I shall not have any separate interest of my own. All these things may not disturb. That is healthy, that is holy, and that is my inner life-giving sweetness or ecstasy in this way, my own of my own. In this way we shall try, because the confidence should be created. So, with the object of serving Vaishnava and Vishnu, Krishna and his paraparamya, with this object we shall take the holy name. So, the exploitation as well as renunciation, namabhas, due to affinity towards renunciation, the result of renunciation. So, bhog tag, we must eliminate, and we shall try to have in our object the service of the Lord and his devotees. With this aim in us, we shall go on taking the name. So it is late. Now I dissolve. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasava, Sri Gaura Bhaktavinoda.
Kolkata.
Vrindavan
tomorrow.
Saturday.
Huh?
Vrindavan tomorrow? Yes, I heard that he's going to.
Bhanu asked questions.
Yes, he's asking about Omkara. He's asking, he's saying it's a representation of Krishna, Radha, and the Jeev. So if you chant Om, then can you achieve this Krishna prema? Or to what platform does it, one can reach by chanting Om?
That may be, but I want to hear something more. then I can take up that question. But the answer of Omkar in the primary stage is meant Brahma Vishnu Maheshwar, A-U-Ma, A-U and Ma, Makar, Mahadev, Ukar, Vishnu, Palon, and the Akar, Sishti, Brahma. A-U-Ma. Vishnu, O Brahma, Satya Rajatama, Brahma, Akkaranam, Akarushmi, Satya Rajatama, from this side, and the highest conception of that. Sri Tattva, it may come to Jnanavala Kriyacha. Jnan means Vasudev, Baladev, and Kriya, Shakti, represented by Radharani. Sri Tattva. And Baladev here is thought to be the source of jiva, Baladev, the source of general jiva in different rasa is Baladev, Sankarsam, source of all different ahankar, representation, and the most primitive representation of the jiva is Baladev. And Vasudev leading to Krishna conception, and Radharani, the source of the highest quality ecstasy, and she is the source of all advitas in her group of Madhura Rasa. Madhura Rasa. Concern that is included in Radharani's group. Aranga Jyoti. They are considered within constructing the atom in the halo of heart, divine body, figure, or existence. And jiva in general, their source is represented by Baladev. Jnanavala Kriyata. Auma. That is reflected here in this Brahma Vishnu Maheshwar Satya Rajatam. Brahma Raja Vishnu Satya. And the Tama Mahadev. In a nutshell, this much can be said. Hare Krishna. Bhanu is a beginner, and he is discussing or thinking of all these matters. You should rather be particular in the lower strata. Hare Krishna.
He's asking if the same result can be achieved. He's asking if the same result can be achieved through chanting Om as through chanting.
And what is it?
We chant Hare Krishna and chant Om. Can we get the same result?
That depends upon the realized stage of a person. That Goswami says that the ordinary talk in this Vrindavan is higher than so many Vedic sadhana in other places. That depends upon the angular vision. Mahaprabhu, he is chanting an ordinary sloka and finding there the meaning of the highest type corresponding. Yakko Maharo, an ordinary sloka. In the worldly sense, it is a nasty one. But in his vision, it is saying, when I see, suppose in a glass, looking down, but we may trace the luminary bodies on the sky. We are looking down in a glass, but we see the reflection of the highest place. In that way. So, Mahaprabhu and devotees of that layer, wherever they are casting their glance, cannot see but that. According to one's stage, he is directed to see things around. What was his question?
If we chant Krishna Nam,
so Nam, one who commits Namaparad, that is something. And the Paramahansa, he may call any other thing, but that is giving him encouragement there, the deepana, the excitement. So according to stages, just as your instance, Om, Aum, generally it is known Brahma Vishnu Mahesha. But everything can be traced in its highest point to Krishna Leela. Everything. Everything. Mahaprabhu, when he began, after coming from Gaya to teach grammar, and then every point he is taking Krishna, the students are astounded. What's this? In grammar, he is teaching grammar. Vyakaram. And there is the verb, the adjective, the noun, all these things. But he is explaining them, connecting with Krishna everywhere. The students perplexed. And then they went to the former teacher of Mahaprabhu, Gangadas Pandit. We as students of Nimai Pandit, and he used to teach us in such a way that we can't get that sort of light elsewhere. But now after coming from Gaya, he is not teaching properly. Everywhere he is trying to test the existence and the pastimes of Krishna, Lila, Krishna. So, for which we have come to be taught by him, our objects are not being fulfilled. You please ask him to teach us in a proper way, in a normal way. Yes, you ask him to come to me. I shall instruct him to do so. They informed Mahaprabhu Nimai Pandit, that Gangadas Pandit has asked you to see him, your former teacher. Yes, I shall see him. They went to see him to pay his respect to his former teacher, Gangadas Pandit. You went to Gaya. You have done your duty as a son to your parents. You are fortunate enough. In all these things, not talking. Your students came to me. After returning from Gaya, you are not teaching them properly. Please do that. I request you. Of course, you have got devotion. It is a very fortunate thing. But that does not matter that you will live the proper instruction of the grammar and other books. It is right. The Mahaprabhu told. By the grace of your feet dust, what I teach, I don't think that anyone can come and to challenge that. I shall go and I shall begin to teach, and I invite all the scholars, let them come and they challenge my explanation if they have got some. Every word in the meaning of its fullest extent comes to Krishna. Everything has its connection with the Absolute Center. Madhvacharya has mentioned this. Jyotsata or Jyotsata. Mukta Pragraha Vritti. Pragraha means lagam, the rein. If the rein taken off from the mouth of the horse, it gets its fullest speed. So every meaning of every word, if it is allowed to take its fullest speed, it shows that it has got its run to Krishna, the Absolute Center. Anyhow, everything. Has taken the word Indra. Indra means Aishwarya, the majesty. Madhvacharya says that to an ordinary person, if you call Indra, oh, sir, Indra is my neighbor. He will think that the name is meaning the man. Then some will think Indra is the king of the heaven. He is Indra. Indra means he has got Aishwarya power of majesty. And in the absolute sense, the source of all majesty is only the Krishna. It is the outcome from everything emanating from him. So every word of God is meaning. Everything has got its farthest connection of origin in the Absolute Cause. So, but there is adjustment. There are stages according to the realization of the estimator, the seer, the conceiver. The meaning will come to him to such extent, such quality, such magnitude. So, the point of adjustment, and according to that, and sometimes no further. That is also divine limitation. কৃষ্ণ নামের বহু অর্থ নাহি মানি শ্যাম সুন্দর যশোদানন্দ মেই মাত্র জান। কৃষ্ণ হু ক্যান অ্যাট্রাক্ট হি ইজ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড গিভ সাম প্লেজার ফ্রম দি লোয়েস্ট স্টেজ টু দি হাইয়েস্ট, বাট দি হাইয়েস্ট রিয়েলাইজ সোল ডোন্ট কেয়ার ফর দিস লিটল কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ ইজ হি, কৃষ্ণ ইজ মাই লর্ড। দে অসুর সেজ দে ও কৃষ্ণ ইজ এ গ্রেট জেনারেল, সাম সে হি ইজ এ মোস্ট কানিং ফেলো, দি ফ্রেন্ডস নো হি ইজ ইকুয়াল টু ওয়ান অফ আস। When Krishna lifted up the Govardhan, the Shakas told, you did not, you could not carry it singly. We also helped you, so it was possible for you. This Gyanasunna Bhakti. Gyanasunna Bhakti, they also fixed the absolute in a particular position. But that is holding the highest position of a type. Yashoda, he is my son. No, he can't be infinite. He can't be absolute. He is my son, my child. I shall look after his welfare. Otherwise he will be spoiled. He is taking the feet dust of a sadhu and putting on the head of his of her son. She is. So this is also Gyanasunna Bhakti, very beautiful, very tasteful. And only through the knowledge, if we go in every step with the measuring standard, how much he big, how great.